I guess with that said, it's appropriate to play this.
It's an ass update!
Oh.
Yeah, this was making the rounds the last couple of days.
Yes, it was.
On the internet.
Yeah, it sent our boss over to a certain website to check on language restrictions.
We'll tread lightly here, but it's going to spiral out into a bigger conversation of maybe things that went on in your house. Nothing like super bad, but maybe like that you realize that not everyone else did.
Exactly. Yes.
This is entitled The Poop Knife. I was 22 years old when I learned that not every family has a poop knife. My family poops big. Maybe it's genetic, maybe it's our diet, but everyone births giant movements. If anyone has laid a giant movement, you know that sometimes it won't go down.
What's up, sweet potato?
It'll just lay across the bowl, and when you go to flush, the vortex of the draining water merely just spins it around as it stares back at you, mocking you.
Spirograph.
Yes. And growing up, it was common enough occurrence in our family that we had a poop knife. It was an old, rusty kitchen knife that hung on a nail in the laundry room.
Oh,
a nail.
God.
Only to be used for that purpose. It was normal to walk through the hallway and have someone call out,
"Hey, can you get me the poop knife?"
I thought it was standard. You have your plunger, you have your toilet brush, and you have your poop knife. Lo and behold, when he went out into the big wide world, people found out that he had a poop knife, or he looked around other houses for a poop knife.
Hey, where's your poop knife?
He realized that poop knife wasn't really a thing.
What?
Anybody in the room have a poop knife growing up?
No poop knife in the Schlegel household.
I love the description of it. Just a big, rusty, old kitchen
just
knife.
Just a gross knife. Uncle Al, what are you doing?
Just cutting off a couple of slices of this here Granny Smith apple with this knife I found hanging above the dryer. Oh, boy. Think you guys might have a septic leak.
Oh, God. There's another part on here saying, yeah, that it was cleaned, I guess. Oh, God. And We actually had a pretty funny idea, Mike, yesterday while we were discussing this.
Oh, yeah.
We should just put one in the office.
Yeah, the office needs its own fecal knife.
It needs to be a bread knife with the rounded end.
I want
but
a big, thick, like steak knife.
Fecal
That's
filet.
What I'm picturing.
Oh, God.
Filet of fecal.
You're just cutting a kiwi.
Like
I want one that's way long. Yeah, you ever seen a good bread knife, Josh?
Sure.
Yeah, what's got that rounded edge. But it's got the deep serrations.
Yeah, you got the serrated.
Yeah, yeah. I think a bread knife would be great for it.
My father was very proud of the electric knife he had.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Makes
yes.
life very easy when it comes to trimming and cutting a ham or something.
I had an ex-girlfriend who, whenever we would eat at any person's house other than theirs, would bring his electric knife with him and would wield it like the first time Ray got the lightsaber. Just every damn time. Not you guys sit back. I got this. Hold on. Watch out now. Yeah. And then I made a delicious beef Wellington once that he hacked to death like Jason effing Voorhees, much to my horror as I watched the meat drain. Yeah, so this brought on a larger conversation of like stuff that you thought was standard issue in your house, but no one else had. It made me think of my bathroom in Waldorf. Shout out Chuck County, CC. That my mom had very long black hair, and I guess it was just falling out by the handful due to a poor diet, and she had underneath of our sink in there just this rotten, rusty old coat hanger.
Oh yeah,
that she would. It was the hair coat hanger, and you would just use it because you would. We had a bathtub/shower, and if you turn the shower on, and a couple of minutes in, you're like, oh wait a minute, the water's above my ankle, and I know the drain is open. Mom must have showered recently. She's got, you know, long hair, ton of ass hair, and you got to take the hanger, and you got to get down there, and you got to pull this thing out of the murk.
Yeah, it's not too unusual.
Yeah, boy, it was all congealed with soap and funk and Terry's body slop. Also, we didn't have, for like 6 years, a top to our toilet. We just had an exposed toilet top that I was just like, oh, I guess this one doesn't come with that. So whenever I went out to someone else's house and got to use their toilet with their fancy top, like, ooh, wow, you guys got a top to your toilet? And you don't have a filthy coat hanger covered in butt hair? Well, I guess your father must work for a Fortune 500. Anything else in here? I mean, like you, Scott, your mom had she had like a salon in the house. Did you think it was almost standard issue at some point for people to have the, did she have the head dome, the hair drying dome?
No, I mean, that was a business. I knew it was, I mean, that's, it was very out of the ordinary to have a salon, but, I mean, like in terms of just, you know, things that I thought were just normal and then you realize not everybody had that.
A blood pentagram.
I can't really think of anything. I mean, the salon, obvious. That was obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But,
the drawer full of hands.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Oh, yuck, man. Yeah, like, now, listen, if you call to join in this conversation.
We got to tread lightly here. We've already had a talking to.
Like, Bob, I love you in Frederick, and we appreciate your interaction with the show. But I'm not going to pick up your phone call because your family had a poop stick. I can't do it.
Stick?
Yeah. Oh, God.
How about a towel? This one says, was a teenager, once stumbled upon his friend's a poo towel.
Oh, what?
In his bedroom. Oh, they were hanging out, and while sitting on the bed, he leaned back, and his hand went to the side, and he felt something, pulled out a rag, and it was very discolored. Asked him immediately what it was. He said, just put that back and go wash your hands. Everyone in the room knew what it was, but no one spoke, and we never talked about it again.
Oh. Oh, Mike, you showed me one about a shoebox once.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. That's another level.
Famous Reddit post from years back.
I'm not even going to get into that.
The blank box.
So bad.
But I had a friend growing up that would always keep like one of the, and this isn't that uncommon, one of those like giant 2 liters next to the bed, and he would just wake up, spin around, and use that to go to the bathroom. Oh, screw the top back on and go back to bed.
White trash Howard Hughes?
Ridiculous. I had a friend in college that did that. And we're kind of dancing around here, but it's more so things that your family did that you thought were just normal, and then you realize, wait a minute, that's not normal to have a poop knife. Like, not every family has a knife that hangs on the wall that this is the purpose for this knife.
Yeah, that's not a thing. That's not standard issue in a house. You don't have a washer, dryer, dishwasher, coffee table, poop knife, entertainment center. One of those things just ain't like the other. I had a friend growing up, shout out Bruce, wherever you're at. Haven't talked to you since I was 9. There was every single room, and the house was nice. It wasn't like white trashy, but every room, that like bedroom, no one had a bed frame. It was mattress on floor.
Oh, wow.
He, his brother, and his parents, mattress on floor. They still had dressers, and they had nightstands and everything. Not a bed frame to be found, not a box spring in eyesight. Mm. And I think it's just like, that was it. They're just like, why? We're still just going to sleep well. Why do we need a bed frame? It looked really weird.
Yeah, that's odd.
Yeah. Let's go to
line one.
Let's go to line.
Don't get us, Mike.
I don't think
this is that bad.
Don't be an idiot today.
I'm not. I think this is okay.
All right. What's up,
got
Joey?
Got my finger on the dump button.
Chestertown. What you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. Just got told we weren't working today. So when I was a kid, nice. I grew up in this farmhouse, and we had this little bathroom. I had a little folding door, and, you know, that's where we took our showers at. And, so I used to go in there as a kid, and, you know, I'd play a little bit in the shower. So I remember this plastic bottle thing. I had kind of like a little straw on it, you know. Oh, so I would go in the shower and play with it, and you know, fill it up with water and squirt it, in my mouth. Come to find out, when I got a little bit older, you know what I mean, I realized it was a feminine hygiene product that I was playing with as a kid.
Oh my god. Yeah.
The poop knife. It is the story that's being passed around about a guy that just figured, hey, it's as normal as having a toothbrush.
A plunger,
exactly. A washcloth, towels after you shower. And because I guess his family just didn't have a very high-flow toilet, they needed this knife to keep things moving. So we asked you, hey, what sort of weird stuff did you have in your house that you thought was standard issue? I thought, for example, growing up, that everyone had a gross old coat hanger to pull large clumps of hair out of the drain of the shower. We could have done a lot better job of hiding that thing, too. Kind of sketchy if you were a friend that came over to Casa del Justin as a Ute and you see just a big, terrifying-looking basement coat hanger leaned up against the sink. And Josh, you said in your house growing up, I made the joke about the Russian massage therapist. Super weird.
Yeah.
That you might have had a bit of a house of horrors yourself and not even realize it.
I guess everything was so abnormal. It's all really a blur.
I mean, who here? The jockstrap thing.
Yeah. Abnormal. See, I mean, that was wearing my father's jockstraps.
Oh. God, so
pleasuring
weird.
Myself on my own pants.
God.
I don't know what. Not wiping until I was 10. Not showering back there. Washing back there.
Who can forget the first house party that we had at your house and saw that Jonestown room of cots that you had was waiting for some purple Flavor Aid to be served before we left that night. Yeah, if you're a new listener to the program, we once had a party over at Josh's house and there was just a room full of cots.
Here's a great one that says, hold on. We got to go right to the phones.
Well, I think this person, I have this person on the phone.
Which one?
If it's the couch one.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, my God.
This is exactly what we're talking about.
This is it.
Where you think this is the norm, and then you go out into the world, and then you're at a friend's house, and you go, hey, where's all the
blank?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have blank? Oh, no one has this. Oh, so I just live in a house of horrors. Let's go to Vince in Joppa. Vince, what was in your house?
Yeah, my mom used to keep all the pans underneath the couch.
She kept,
for absolutely no reason.
She kept all of her pots and pans under the couch.
So, yeah, I went to go to her friend's house one time. I don't know. I was young. They were making cookies or something. And they were like, hey, you grab a pan. And I went to their couch and I saw it.
You went over to the friend's couch to get a pan from underneath it. And they're like,
what are you doing, stupid?
What are you doing?
God, your friend Vince is an idiot. He just reached underneath the sofa for a skillet. Why did she do that?
It might have been space.
I have no idea.
Yeah, no, Scott's point.
We still make fun of her to this day for it.
Was it a space thing? Did you guys just not have a lot of cabinet space? You got to keep your rice-a-roni underneath the Lazy Boy?
It had to be.
I think that was part of it, yeah. We had very small kitchen, so
right.
I think that was the overflow.
Wow, okay, God, thank you. Yes, that's exactly it. Man, we are getting some texts in that are just pure horror. A lot of stuff that involves the bathroom. A lot of stuff that involves the bathroom.
I can't even. I'm not reading that one, Mike. One like four or five down about the glove.
Oh yeah.
What is that?
You mean the old mitt?
No, I don't. No. I've never heard this term before, and I'm not saying it on the air until it is.
I think it had to do with me time.
Oh yeah, that's not. It's not even walk that path.
Yeah.
I want to work here tomorrow. Lottie, in that same vein, our beautiful English listener, says that at the university, someone had a mitt, rhymed with mitt, for shower time, for cleansing. Which, I mean, it's actually kind of a cool idea, but at the same time, super gnarly. If someone was like, yeah, that's the dedicated butt-washing mitten. Let's go to line two here. Athena. Athena, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what'd you,
how are you guys?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. What'd you have in your house?
So my growing up, my mom used to put a bag in another bag for like the trash. So there was just multiple bags, and when one was filled, she'd take it out and put another one. And I didn't really think anything of it until a boyfriend came over. It was like, you have a bag in a bag, and then she's going to put another bag after she empties that one. So she just continually would have all of these trash bags layered on top of each other.
So she was a triple bagger. She triple bagged.
Yeah, but it was every can in the house. So if you had the little bag, the little trash can in the bathroom, the trash can in the kitchen, it was everywhere.
Okay. All right. That's, you know,
that's
she's
just resourceful.
Careful.
That's all that is.
Yeah. But she might have just hated the smell. Hated the stink of trash. I mean, you triple ply up on a bag, you're going to be
Once one bag's full, you take that one out, tie it up, and throw it out. You have another bag right in there.
Yeah.
Come on, use your brain, peoples.
Let's go to line one. Colin in Dundalk. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Yes. Hey. Now, you didn't have something that most
Correct.
People
yeah.
do. So it's sort of like the opposite
right.
of it.
Correct. I kind of have the polar opposite here. We grew up without a microwave.
Wow.
My parents were kind of sketchy about the whole radiation thing. Also, you know, most microwavable foods are horrible for you. But I went to a friend's house, saw it, you know, in his kitchen by his appliances, and I was just completely baffled by it. I opened the door, I was looking at the buttons, and I asked him, is this a mini oven?
So yeah. Were they worried, like you said, like you get, if you like microwave a slice of pizza, it's trash. Put it in the oven. But like some stuff's great, like microwave soup, microwave popcorn, and all that. Were they worried that you're gonna like grow a tumor or you're gonna glow if you ate it?
I don't know if it was that extreme. I mean, they were. My parents are kind of like, they kind of follow the whole like non-GMO, like straight organic health kind of stuff. So.
Oh wow.
They take a lot of things a little bit.
God. Look at this.
Yeah, no microwave. That's a good one.
Oh, Steve writes, oh, this is weird. Growing up in my house, I had a loving father. Oh,
wow.
That's weird.